KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Probably out of oxygen, likely out of time, the crew of five aboard a missing submarine deep in the North Atlantic Ocean still hasn't been found. And there's word this morning that critical time to locate those people may have been wasted.
National Geographic reports special underwater drones could have been delivered to the site within 16 hours from the UK. But Explorers Club President Richard Garriott reportedly emailed the Navy and Coast Guard yesterday saying they have received mixed signals, first hearing from U.S. government to get ready, then getting told to stand down. Hours after that email was reportedly sent, the Coast Guard confirmed one of the special underwater drones was now en route.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And NTSB hearing is set for today on that toxic train derailment in Ohio in February. The hearing will focus on the initial emergency response, damage from the derailment, and information on hazardous materials. Severe weather in the Midwest and the South. In the West Texas town of Matador, four people were killed, 10 were hurt in a tornado. This is ABC News. Another Republican is entering the presidential race, former Texas congressman and fierce Trump critic Will Hurd. In a Moscow courtroom this morning, the Wall Street Journal reporter facing espionage charges in Russia, Evan Gershkovich, lost his appeal to the ruling that's keeping him behind bars through August. Here's more from ABC's Martha Raddatz.
This was the first time we have seen Evan Gershkovich in weeks. The Wall Street Journal reporter was in a glass cage for his court hearing in a T-shirt and jeans, looking understandably self-conscious when the cameras were allowed around him. But a few minutes later, Gershkovich was allowed to talk to his parents who were there in the courtroom briefly. He was animated and clearly so happy to see them.
And Microsoft is trying to keep one of the biggest business deals ever alive. A court fight began today over its proposal to buy video game maker Activision for $69 billion. Federal regulators are challenging the deal, saying it would cut competition. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A brilliant man killed in a two-car crash Saturday has been identified. According to the Calumet County Sheriff's Office, the man is 37-year-old Christopher Robley. A 73-year-old man, Louis Maylander, who was one of the two passengers in the other car, is still in critical condition. The crash took place at the intersection of County Highway KK and D near Woodville. A standoff with police ends in the arrest of a Marinette County man. According to the Marinette County Sheriff's Office, deputies tried to serve an arrest warrant yesterday afternoon to a 53-year-old Athelstane man. The man barricaded himself in his house. Authorities heard a shot fired from inside. No one was injured, but a special response team was called, including an armed vehicle. The man was ultimately arrested without further incident and charged with felony possession of a firearm, resisting arrest, and drug-related charges. His identity has not been revealed, and the incident is under investigation. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
Like, even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
If you're being really honest with yourself, do you value wealthy people's lives over poor people's lives? 844-967-2789. And I ask this because if you reflect on where your attention was this week, have you found yourself fascinated by this Titanic submersible story and not really thinking about the capsized migrant boats?
500 people.
500 people. And it's not an isolated incident, but it's very much a tale of two ships right now. And I'm just curious, if you're being honest with yourself, which story are you more fascinated by? 844-967-2789. Or why do you think the media is in such a frenzy over one versus the other? They're both tragedies.
Yes.
They both sound like absolutely maybe one of the worst ways to ever go out. But one feels like an expedition of wealthy people pushing the envelope of adrenaline rushes. And one was the plight of people running away from home because they no longer felt like they could stay there. But I would love to hear, because I think this is a fascinating topic that I feel like has been getting a lot of attention online, at least in the parts of the interwebs that I find myself on, of almost a criticism of how much attention we're giving this missing submersible, which I didn't even know was a word until this week.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm sure I did somewhere in the back of my mind, but as far as, I'm not sure submersible has been used this much in, if you Google search that, more than it has this week. But if you have no idea what I'm talking about, time and oxygen are running out as officials are still searching for the Open Gate vessel that it was on an expedition to see the Titanic wreckage. And so they have what, less than?
I think time is up.
Time is up.
I think time.
At was least it up this morning at 6 a.m.? I think I maybe have heard.
As far as how the oxygen levels.
Yeah. So the missing vessel, and it included a British billionaire, two members of a wealthy Pakistani family. I think everyone on the boat was incredibly wealthy because it cost $250,000 even to go down into this
per person.
Per person. And you know, this story, though, all week has taken over the airwaves. It's prompted an international response. And, you know, it's, and all of the details of this are wild to me as far as, you know, it's so much money to do it. It had not, this craft, this like, whatever, air, like submersible, had not been approved by any regulatory body whatsoever. And, you know, they were going to go see, and like, it's just the anyone who would actually go to do this is wild to me. But it's just, the media is in a frenzy over it, and they're calling for like any submarine expert they can get a hold of. They're looking to even trying to like find and like interview James Cameron for his wisdom on this. And it's just taken this stronghold over the narrative. And then meanwhile, you know, human rights advocates are pointing out to the fact that multiple, not just one, but multiple migrant shipwrecks in the past few weeks have failed to get much attention or resources.
I was going to say, so, the amount of money that is being spent on this submersible is going to be, I can't even wait until the final bill comes in on this.
And, yeah.
And who is that on the American taxpayer then?
Well, I don't know how much America is actually helping. This is like UK. Like, I actually saw some video last night as far as like criticisms of the US for not doing more from a UK standpoint. Like, I'm not sure that we're necessarily on the hook for a lot of this. But I could be wrong with that. But, you know, in this is more of the international response of, and so just to get back to the story of the, then last week, at least 82 migrants coming from Syria, Egypt, and Pakistan drowned off the coast of Greece after authorities failed to intervene or intervened fast enough. 500 others, so 10x of the five people who were in this submersible, have not been found and at this point are believed to be dead. Yesterday, at least 35 migrants reportedly died after an inflatable boat sank before reaching the Canary Islands. And, you know, what's the difference between these two? Money. Like, gobs and gobs of wealth for some of these billionaires, where like $250,000 is like not much to, you know.
It's lunch.
It's an afternoon. Compared to desperate people leaving, you know, places where they're starving, where they're persecuted, trying to get a better life. And it just feels like a very disproportionate response. And it feels like this happens a lot. Like, who do we care about? And is it because, like, I always wonder, is it because our brains, it's easier to wrap around five individual people or this kind of like unique, weird story of why people would do this versus a tragedy of 500 people, 500 like nameless, faceless people. Versus we know who these guys are and we can dig more into who each of them are and their backstories and stuff. Like, I don't understand why one gets so much more attention than the other. And so I'm looking to you, if you have any thoughts on this, at least, or just being honest, like, have you been like fascinated by this story this week? Is it something that you've been catching up with, or is it something that's just kind of been like spoon fed to you because the media seems to be fascinated
it.
With it?
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
There's certainly something about the exoticness of it, I think, that is part of what pulls people in. You know, they're thousands of feet underwater.
Yeah.
And there is just a movie element to it.
Well, especially it'd be a movie element to it if they were rescued.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right.
But it's, you know, and it just reminds me of, in general, the decision of uber wealthy people to like push the limits. Like, I think there's like a record number of people who are like Mount Everest is what they're. Did you see that as well?
It's like 17 people, I think, died this year on Everest.
Oh, yeah. No, a record amount of people have died. But also the amount of people who are applying to be able to climb it and like reach the summit is up there. You know, the millions of like the certain billionaires who are like itching to go to space, which will cost millions of dollars. And so the uber 1% wealthy and their itch to defy odds and spend tons of money doing it despite the danger, and then our, you know, willingness to be fascinated by their recklessness. Because like, as I said, this Ocean Gate was not approved by any regulatory body whatsoever. Like, I don't know how he convinced these guys to even do this, because as one submarine expert said, I actually think it's one of the guys who's on the boat or on the submarine was like, oh yeah, like when you're that far underwater, if anything goes wrong, you're dead before you even know it.
The pressure is unbelievable. And yeah, if there's any leak, anything, you're not going to, it's not going to last. The pressure is going to kill you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jim from Appleton is on the line. Hey, Jim, what do you think?
Hi, guys. I once heard from a not very nice person that 5 deaths is a tragedy. More than 20 is a statistic. And that's probably why we're getting more news on the billionaires than the 500 that disappeared in the half-sized boat.
So you think it's like the storytelling? Like it's an easier story, like this, it's an easier story to grab onto when it's fewer people versus more, like more people?
I think you hit it on the head. You can get in, when it's only a few people, you can get into each one of their life stories. When it's 98, well, you can't break into their, you could, but the news media is not going to bother to dig into their life story.
Yeah.
Jim, I don't mean to cut you off. We have a bad connection here. So if you want to try and call back, that would be great. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jack from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. I'm going to say that, and you actually already said this, we get people that have got a lot of money, and they hire the best guides with that money, and then they go up and climb Mount Everest, which is a very dangerous proposition. Mm-hmm. I know, because I have been on mountains on 5 continents in this world.
Wow.
And have done a lot of climbing. And you know, that can be very dangerous. This is even more so if you have any equipment failure, as they pointed out. If you have any equipment failure, there are really not a lot of backups. You're done. And I'm sure these people must have been told about this when they started this. Quite a few years ago now, there was a book written about it, Into Thin Air.
Yes, and, great book.
Read the page. Yeah, it is. That's essentially what happened, was a whole bunch of people hired some guides to get them up to the top of this mountain, and the guides apparently decided that it was to their advantage to take a chance on going under up to the top, even though the timing wasn't exactly really good. They got caught.
Absolutely. Jack, we're coming up against a break, but I have to say, I feel like you have, from the little I know about you, from you calling into our shows and civic media shows, you seem like a fascinating person. I can't wait to someday meet you, but we have to take a break. But we'd love to hear from you about this submersible and why we're so fascinated by it. 844-967-2789.
God's yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stocks. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. when it comes to driving.
Drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 86. 77 chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And because we couldn't help ourselves, we are talking about the media frenzy around the submersible missing submersible that I think at this point
doesn't look good.
But, you know, what the discussion I've seen unfold is the disproportionate media attention and resources that have gone to find these five billionaires as compared to the migrant ships, the migrant like capsized ships that have happened, you know, off the coast of the Canary Islands or Greece, and where 500 people are missing from one boat. And even as soon recently as yesterday, 35 migrants are dead after being on an inflatable boat. And, you know, just trying to wrap my head around, like, why do we do this? And it's even, extended to our narrative shows, right? There's always a criticism of the fact that White Lotus, Succession, what are some of the other really popular shows that are just kind of talking about the antics and ridiculousness of the super wealthy
the
and the things that they
choose?
Yes, the Kardashians. That's not fictional. That's real.
Oh,
but
some of it's fictional. Anyway.
Fair. You really have it out for them.
I do.
They live in your brain rent-free too much, Jane.
But that's another thing you can't avoid. It's like ants.
I feel like I avoid it.
They're everywhere. It's like they're like mold. Anyway, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in on this.
We have a couple comments on the YouTube and Facebook live stream. You are always welcome to watch us instead of just listen to us. If you find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at As Goes Wisconsin, our friend Joe said, one could easily argue that society is valuing the lives of the rich more than the poor. However, had these five persons been reported as dead right away when the story broke, I doubt we'd be talking about it as much. The fact that the five were caught in a living nightmare of being presumably stuck at the bottom of the pitch black ocean with no means of escaping, just waiting to die of oxygen deprivation, is something that struck a lot of people because it's absolutely terrifying. And I will say that's true.
Absolutely, Joe. You're absolutely right.
Because it's basically the size of a minivan, which is not, you know, you get five people in there. And just, I will say, yes, that is an absolutely terrifying way to, it's being buried alive, right?
Yes.
And so that could be, it could just be the anomaly of this situation.
Right.
But that doesn't explain the disproportionate resources. It's one thing for the media to glom onto the story in one way, in one more than the other, because of these, the weirdness of it. But as far as the like search and rescue mission, one being so much more than the other, I think is also very telling of whose lives matter.
Are important. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 414 on the text line, Kristen, what is a more sexy and captivating story? Rich and famous people in trouble or poor struggling people in trouble? Unfortunately, in a caring Christian nation, we always gravitate towards the rich and the famous. Says a lot about us and our priorities.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. And then Aaron K on the YouTube live stream. For me, I did not really know much about the submersible until last night, this morning, but that is because of the media that I know as much as I do now. The other boats, I do not hear anything about. I had heard about them. Like, they were covered in some of the newsletters that I read as far, and some updates, but certainly not a lot. Certainly not every single morning of an update and like the countdown of, you know, 20, we have 48 hours, there's 24 hours, there's 10 hours left until it's going to be a lost cause. And then we got Tony Zimmerman. The submersible issue requires no prior knowledge of a bigger issue. The migrant drownings is a part of a huge global issue that people don't want to learn about.
Not wrong there, Tony.
There is a very fair point.
Rico from Rock County joining us on the line. Hey, Rico, what do you want to say?
Hey, my thoughts on it is I feel as though the people in the submersible did this for their own bragging rights. And the people in the ships did it for their own human rights. And yep. That's pretty much all I got to say. Thanks.
Thanks, Rico.
Thanks, Rico. Yeah, and it's similar to what Tony said. It's like there's just sometimes we just don't want to think about it. Because it's just that.
So it's over,
it's and it's overwhelming. And I think there's something with this story where there's a fair amount of people who are poking fun at it. The submersible story. I'm not poking fun, but, you know, I mean, because have you heard this whole other offshoot? Is that the stepson of one of the guys who's trapped in the boat, like, tweeted out that he, like, his stepdad would have wanted him to go to this Blink-182 concert. And then, like, Cardi B responded to him being like, what's wrong with you? And then he responded to Cardi B about, like, how her music's trash. Like, there's this whole other side story about this stepson who's, like, tweeting his way through his grief, but doesn't really seem like that much grief is going on.
Wow.
It's very weird. And so this is spun off into a lot of different directions, but we got to take another break. When we come back, we haven't done this for a little bit, but we're going to do the good, the bad, and the whoopsie-daisy from the Pentagon. But stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Probably out of oxygen, likely out of time. The crew of five aboard a missing submarine deep in the North Atlantic Ocean still hasn't been found. And there's word this morning that critical time to locate those people may have been wasted.
National Geographic reports special underwater drones could have been delivered to the site within 16 hours from the UK. But Explorers Club president Richard Garriott reportedly emailed the Navy and Coast Guard yesterday saying they have received mixed signals, first hearing from U.S. government to get ready, then getting told to stand down. Hours after that email was reportedly sent, the Coast Guard confirmed one of the special underwater drones was now en route.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And NTSB hearing is set for today on that toxic train derailment in Ohio in February. The hearing will focus on the initial emergency response, damage from the derailment, and information on hazardous materials. Severe weather in the Midwest and the South. In the West Texas town of Matador, 4 people were killed, 10 were hurt in a tornado. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A standoff with police ends in the arrest of a Marinette County man. According to the Marinette County Sheriff's Office, deputies tried to serve an arrest warrant yesterday afternoon to a 53-year-old Athelstane man. The man barricaded himself in his house. Authorities heard a shot fired from inside. No one was injured, but a special response team was called, including an armed vehicle. The man was ultimately arrested without further incident and charged with felony possession of a firearm, resisting arrest, and drug-related charges. His identity has not been revealed, and the incident is under investigation. Tourism to indigenous destinations in Wisconsin is on the rise. According to Fox 11 News, Native American Tourism of Wisconsin held its annual conference yesterday in Keshena. Indigenous tourism continues to expand all over the country. Last year, it brought in $40 billion. The market is expected to top $65 billion by 2032. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in 2 weeks, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are doing some good, bad, and whoops-a-daisy.
Ooh, I like that.
Of headlines for today. For the good, I have two. I have some good news for people who would like to not be pregnant and for people who are. So,
look at that.
Win-win.
Yeah.
So, in Wisconsin, the Assembly approved a bill to allow pharmacists to prescribe birth control, which is something I did not see coming, because I think there's a lot of us who are thinking there is a part of the conservative movement that would like to, after overturning Roe, their next move is to come after birth control. And yet, it was a bipartisan bill. They passed it last night, and it will now allow pharmacists to prescribe some forms of birth control, which is a change in state law that currently only allows physicians and advanced practice nurses to provide the prescriptions. So it was all lawmakers, with the exception of 11 Republicans, voted for the measure. And it's to dispense hormonal contraceptives. And the reason why this is helpful is because it takes away another step. It's easier to go see a pharmacist sometimes than it is to see a doctor.
Sure.
And so after prescribing the contraceptive, the pharmacist would be required to send a report to the patient's primary care practitioner. So they're in the loop. But pharmacists who are morally opposed to birth control would not be required to prescribe it, which I think is the same thing with Plan B, that they don't have to, because wasn't this some of the situations that came out, like Walgreens was not forcing pharmacists to provide service for certain requests?
I want to meet a pharmacist who refuses to dispense Viagra. On moral grounds.
I wonder if they're out there.
On moral, moral reasons.
I wonder if there's any women out there, like women pharmacists out there who, like, part of the reason they became pharmacists was vindictive enough to be like, I think your heart's not good enough for this, sir. I'm making the call that morally I'm opposed to this.
I'm doing this for your own good.
You should not be able to, you know, this is not safe for you.
Right.
I know better.
Exactly.
But I don't think they're totally off the hook, because certainly the three groups who registered as opposed to this bill include Pro-Life Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, and Wisconsin Family Action. So there certainly is a cohort that is opposed to birth control and would like it to not be readily available.
They would like it to not be available, period. And I don't think those efforts are going to stop. I don't.
Well, which is interesting, because also last night in Wisconsin, Democrats introduced a bill that would prohibit lawmakers from banning birth control in Wisconsin. Now, I don't know if this one will have bipartisan support, but it's being introduced after a year after Dobbs happened and our abortion ban took effect. And so the push is, you know, rooted in exactly that fear that, you know, supporters of contraception access thinks that there are people in the government who would like to make this less available. And so they're trying to ensure that it is, there's a right to it.
That's never going to pass. It's never going to pass.
Yeah, probably. I would say probably not.
No.
But at least they're trying. At least it's been proposed.
It's something, right? We got to take our little wins where we can.
We got to take our wins where we can. So other good news for people who are pregnant is that a new federal law protecting the rights of pregnant workers is poised to take effect at the end of the month. So on June 27th, the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act is going to take effect, and it's a major advancement for the rights of pregnant workers. So it's the first in more than four decades.
Wow.
That they've had an extension of rights of pregnant people while they're working. And so the good news is that it has the potential to increase women's labor force participation over the long term. Because as of right now, a lot of women, when they're pregnant, if they don't have certain accommodations made for them, they just quit. And because this obviously affects women who, it's like more labor intensive work. But so this was signed by President Biden at the end of last year, and it requires employers who have more than 15 employees to provide reasonable accommodations to pregnant workers, as well as those recovering from childbirth and those who need to pump at work. So some of the examples are: a pregnant warehouse worker might need light duty if a doctor has restricted the amount of weight the employee can lift. A retail worker may need extra bathroom breaks or to carry a bottle of water on the store floor. A cashier might ask to sit on a stool while working. And, you know, I can attest to this. You need to go to the doctor a lot when you're pregnant.
No
like
doubt.
I'm still at the once a month schedule, but pretty soon, like, that goes to like every 2 weeks and then like every one, like once a week. And so
she should just move in with you.
Yeah. And so the need to be able to be flexible, because it's not like you can, like, the doctor's not always that flexible about when you can get in. And so this also includes wearing, you know, what uniforms and clothes they can wear at work. And employers can claim hardship if they really can't make anything work. But the predicted impact is pretty big, because there's 2.8 million women a year who are pregnant on the job. And that's 70% of all pregnant women in the U.S.
Wow.
Which is really is interesting. And so, in other words, this law has a potential to help millions of women, you know, who are attached to the workforce, stay working. And it also, I think, has implications for, you know, like postpartum working and stuff like that, if there's more accommodations that can now have to be made. So that's some good news.
Well, yeah, get her a stool. I mean, a groundbreaking. Gee, she can sit down.
I just would love the arguments of, like, sorry, we can't have you sitting.
No stool for you.
Like the conversations that happen with people and their managers of just like, you can't carry a water bottle with you.
It,
like, I'm
bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, bad look.
Like all of those things that listed as examples feel like very reasonable. I mean, because I guess maybe if you're taking time off work to go to the doctor, but none of those seem like, is this really impacting the bottom line that you're not going to let me do this? You'd rather me just quit entirely?
Right.
Okay. That's logical. All right. Well, go ahead.
If you have a small business and you can't afford a stool, call me. Well, I'll get you one.
All right. So the bad, and it's not good. American students' test scores in math and reading got significantly worse last year. And this is continuing a decade-long freefall. So the decline in math scores last year was the biggest in the past 50 years.
Wow.
According to a newly released federal report. And the findings come from a test known as the Nation's Report Card. And it's like a continuous assessment of 13-year-old students. And so math and reading scores have been declining since 2012. And average scores are now lower than they were before the pandemic. And the lowest performing students scored at levels that, like, the last, like, they're as bad as when they first started recording this data in 1970.
That's crazy.
But what's interesting, as we talk about public schools, private schools, poverty, you know, different demographics and who's faring well, scores declined among all racial and ethnic groups, among both male and female students, and across urban, suburban, and rural areas. So this is just, there's not like one group, like this is bad across the board.
Wow.
And, you know, I think it's still attributed to learning loss during COVID, but, and it's not, you know, we have so many fights in Wisconsin. It's like voucher schools versus public schools and funding and stuff like that. But this is national. This is everywhere. And I don't know. I would love to talk to an education expert to be like, what? Because we're not high on the list anymore as far as like good public education globally.
And we used to be.
And it's like, what are other countries doing that we're just not?
I'm just, does no one read books anymore?
Well, that's part of one of the things that they found in this is that the decline of young people reading for fun.
That's tragic. I just think that's tragic.
And did you read a lot as a kid?
I did. And first of all, my parents read to us.
Oh yeah. My parents read to us.
And
too.
I have very specific memories of sitting in Dad's lap and having him read to me. And then they got me the whole series of Dr. Seuss books when I was really, really little. And Mom, we went to the library once a week. It was a thrill for me to get three books. I grew up in a small town that allowed me to travel in my head. So I was always excited about reading. And I know that's not like that for everybody. But we're missing something. Do moms and dads not read to their babies anymore?
And I don't know, because, you know, it's like we were definitely read to. I was not a huge, like, my go-to thing when I was bored was not to pick up a book.
Okay.
It's still not that, I would say. Like, I read a lot of news. My like, shooting of myself is constantly to read more books. And I mean, I do read books, but, like, I know people who just consume books. And for me, I've always, like, as I've gotten older, been like, oh, it's, like, part of my ADHD of just, like, sitting still has not always been my forte. But it is interesting. I remember having friends in school who would get in trouble for reading their book during lessons. Like, they'd be reading their R.L. Stein or their, like, their Goosebumps and stuff like that when they were supposed to be paying attention. But yeah, it's, and I don't know if this is tied with social media and all the different things and all the different ways and, like, gaming and video games and stuff. Cause it's certainly not that they're necessarily going out and just playing with friends, but not good. Definitely not good. And then finally, last headline, the whoops-a-daisy / the inexcusable. Bad U.S. accounting is good for Ukraine. So after discovering a major error in its accounting, the Pentagon realized it could send another $6.2 billion worth of weapons to Ukraine without having to ask Congress for more aid cash. The oopsie that the Pentagon described into the Washington Post as as valuation errors first came to light last month, but then it was considered. But then it was only considered to be $3 billion the Pentagon got their math wrong again. So How do you just get, like, a rounding error of six? Like, as we're squabbling in Wisconsin right now over our $7 billion surplus and how it should be spent and, like, how much money it is. And then, like, you know you got a lot of money when, like, $6 billion is a rounding error that you're like, oh, well, hey, you got it wrong.
Ain't no big thing. Happens all the time. And apparently with the Pentagon, it does happen all the time.
And apparently we're just okay with it. Like, as we, you know, someone responded, some of the feedback I've gotten on the video I made about childcare, you know, inevitably it's like, well, why should I have to work harder so other families can, you know, afford to send their kids hard? It's like, no one's telling you have to work harder. Like, this is tax dollars you're already paying. This has nothing to do with, like, a tax increase. And, but then there's stuff like this happens. It's like, are you upset about this? Like, your taxpayers pay for that too.
Right.
And, like, when they just make huge mistakes like this, where's your outrage about that?
How about the outrage of the $6.5 million that American taxpayers spent for the John Durham report, which turned out to contain absolutely nothing?
How much did we pay for Gableman? What's the bill so
far?
That
was $2 million.
There you go. Well, some of us are very angry about that, at least. Not enough of us, but still angry about that. All right, when we come back, three headlines and a lie. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a
matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 84. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 86. 77, chance for scattered storms. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And this is a friendly reminder to download our new fancy app on your phone. The Civic Media app is updated and new and very functional and for both Apple and Android. And we highly recommend that you go download it so you're never caught. You're never caught without us.
And if you are older like me, you can do this because I can do this. If I can figure out how to download the Civic Media app and use it, anybody can do it.
When you download it, you have access to all of our radio stations, both the country music stations, all the news talk stations. You can, you know, a lot of our show airs everywhere, but some of the other shows are only on couple stations. So as you pick your favorite shows, even if you're not in the region where you can pick it up on a radio, doesn't matter because you got the app.
And isn't there a little button where you can just send a text?
Not only that, you can also call. So okay. When you're on any given station's page on the app, there is a button to email us, to call us, or to text us, or go to that station's website right from your phone.
So you can get
more information.
It's pretty snappy.
It is pretty snappy. So that is our daily plug for you to go download the app. And then as always, if you miss any part of today's show, you can always go listen to it as a podcast.
And you mentioned in the last break about the TikTok that you made about childcare in Wisconsin. I highly recommend that you watch it if you haven't seen it. What is it, 174,000 views?
215 as of this morning.
Wow.
And it's interesting. I mean, TikTok doesn't give you great data on like where people live who are watching the video. Mm-hmm. But at least anecdotally looking at the comments, it's been a lot of people who have commented are people who own childcare facilities in Wisconsin.
I'm sure.
Or who are parents who this has affected. And I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into it too much today, but a national report finds that $232 million in parental wages could be lost in Wisconsin without child care counts.
Just in Wisconsin.
So basically, yeah, just in Wisconsin. So that is...
not good.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of money that could be in the economy that won't be because we don't want to fund something that would help a lot of people.
Suck it up, Mom and Dad.
But that's not what we're going to talk about this segment. What we're going to do this segment is have some fun and do three headlines and a lie where we go through four different headlines. Three of them are real. One is fake. And Jane gets to pick which one she thinks is the fake one. All right. Number one, California restaurant had fake priest hear workers' confessions, Labor Department says.
I know that's true.
Okay. Number two, cash-strapped Taliban selling tickets to ruins of Buddha's It Blew Up.
Oh, I would buy that.
Okay.
I would buy that.
Number three.
Do you remember when they did that?
When they blew up the Buddhas?
It was heart-wrenching.
When was that?
This was 15 years ago. But I mean, these Buddha statues had been in Afghanistan for centuries. And yeah, so they literally blew them to smithereens because it was idolatry or something.
And then you can, and now potentially, well, I don't know, it could be the fake one.
True.
So I won't say that yet.
Okay.
All right, number three. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro credits Wawa's Hoagie Fest promotion with expediting the I-95 rebuild.
You mean the freeway that just...
The freeway that just collapsed from the burning... was it a burning truck?
Burning semi.
The semi. Because it is funny. I saw a different headline with that of like how fast they're going to be able to prepare it. And in comparison to the 30 years it would take to build new train routes.
Right.
Because Americans just love their cars.
Yes, we do.
All right. And then number four, a Price is Right contestant celebrated so hard he dislocated his shoulder.
That's also plausible.
They're all pretty plausible. Okay. Which one? So you know that the first one is, I'm going to go through them again. Okay. But you already said that you know that the first one is real. But the first one was... California restaurant had fake priest hear workers' confessions, Labor Department says. Number two, cash-strapped Taliban selling tickets to ruins of Buddhas, it blew up. Number three, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro credits Wawa's Hoagie Fest promotion with expediting I-95 rebuild. And number four, a Price is Right contestant celebrated so hard he dislocated his shoulder.
I will go with the Hoagie Fest as the lie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right.
You got it right. That Yay. One is not,
not
that
real.
One is made up. But indeed, California restaurant had fake priest hear workers' confessions.
To try and get them to admit what? That they were illegal or?
I don't know. A California restaurant had an individual impersonate a priest to encourage employees to confess their sins against their employer. But the man has no links with the Catholic Diocese of Sacramento, a diocese spokesman said. It sounds like maybe they thought someone was stealing. And so they thought,
let's
bring
in
this
a fake priest. Nothing immoral.
That's
about
quite
that,
the
by
assumption
the
of how religious you think your employees are, that they would feel guilty enough that they have to confess to a priest that they don't actually ever see, let alone, I mean, just imagine some of these people just not being Catholic at all and being like, why are you having me talk to this guy? But so that one's real. And yeah, cash-strapped Taliban selling tickets to ruins of Buddhas. It blew up.
Are there a lot of tourists in Afghanistan?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question as far as how many people are trying. The only person I know who has gone to Afghanistan willingly is... a friend of mine's brother, who his life mission was to go to every single country, and he has, he did it. But like some of those countries, like Sudan, and like there was the stories of him getting into those countries sometimes was didn't sound fun.
Yeah, I
and
bet
so
it was pretty hairy.
He's the only person I think I know who's gone to Afghanistan as like a vacation versus
wartime,
humanitarian. I'm from like family there. Yeah, but then, and then finally, yes, indeed, a Price is Right contestant did celebrate so hard that he dislocated his shoulder.
A fridge is a very exciting thing.
You know, I don't blame him.
Exactly.
Free stuff.
Well, except for the taxes you have to pay on the stuff.
Yeah, that's true. All right. When we come back, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here for this week's edition of Public Cervix Announcement. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So I'll settle for one.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming
ABC
on the Civic
News
Media.
I'm Dave-